The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Paul Harrington will be joining us regularly on Sundays, and for the first instalment at the weekends, he's chosen a very fittingly titled song to start us off, Easy Like Sunday Morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Easy when you know how, as they say. And thanks again for inviting me to continue the series at the weekends. Plenty to explore, to a whole new horizons, I suppose. I've chosen this song, Pat, for a number of reasons. Firstly, it's the debut song on your weekend show. Maybe a little obvious, but sure, what harm. But there's a mood in this song, and even though it's kind of about a breakup, and let's face it, I'd say three quarters of the songs written over the years are about relationships of which half are breakups, but the mood I refer to is the acceptance and feeling of resignation, dare I say relief and delight getting out of this particular relationship. As he starts off, I know it sounds funny, I just can't stand the pain of the relationship, that is. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I begged, stole and I borrowed. That's why I'm easy. He's out. It's that release, the weight off your shoulders feeling.
And I suppose the weekend show now is a clean break from the week.
Well, exactly. You know, and there is that simple resignation feeling at the weekend. Now, whatever went on in your working week during the week, whether you might have had a row or something happened in your life, but whatever went on, you might as well sit back and relax because you got this clean break now. That week is gone and you move on to something else. Anyway, one of the other reasons for choosing this particular song is that it happens to be a favourite song of mine. Well, I call it my favourite song of all time, and it's my kind of go-to song to settle me into anything new.
And you always include it in your gigs.
I do, yes.
Settles you down.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I mean, obviously, it's trying to pick one is a difficult thing to do. And, you know, if I had to pick a top 10, they'd be probably changing every week, you know. But when I go back to my earlier starts in career, when I was doing television and a lot of print and media, you know, interviews and stuff like that, I kind of chose this song because I suppose my reasoning for choosing is it makes me feel exactly how I felt, when it bring me right back to 1977 when I was a young fella sitting on a small wall on the Howth Road right opposite P.R. Riley's. I was waiting on a bus holding this big transistor radio, listening to the charts on the BBC and hearing this song for the very first time. And, you know, this is close enough to 50 years later. I still get the same shiver down my spine where I hear it. It's that easy, breezy, dare I say, very summery.
Now, this was a hit for the Commodores, but their original sound was much different. It was kind of funky soul sound rather than the ballads.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, their first major hit was from their debut album, which was an instrumental song, a piece, should I say, called Machine Gun, from an album of the same name. These guys met in the 60s.
Don't tell Donald Trump that. He might use it in one of his rallies.
That's true. Of course, he might. But Lionel apparently was, they were all college mates, and they kind of joined two bands together. He was a sax player, kind of, but eventually in the band at one stage he started to get more confident in himself, and he was invited to become the co-lead singer of the band. Then of course he turned his hand to songwriting on piano, which was a turn up for the books. And then of course the fortunes and the fundamental sound of the Commodores changed drastically for the better, and Lionel then became the master of piano ballads in the 70s and the 80s with some huge hits like Three Times a Lady, Sail On, Still, and then of course he went on to have so many more hits as a solo artist, Stuck On You, All Night Long, so many more. So I suppose I can say with certainty that this is definitely my favourite Lionel Richie composition, for sure.
And perhaps your favourite song of all time.
Yes.
It's a great choice for your first one out at the weekend, written by Lionel, who was happy to get out of that particular relationship when he was talking about it, and giving the Commodores a huge hit. Easy, it's called. So in your own time, Paul, take it away.
Thanks, Pat.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. And it seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I begged, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. easy like a Sunday morning. Yeah, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like a Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? I've paid my dues to make it, and everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No, 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 no. That's why I'm easy. Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I want to be high, so high. To be free to know the things I do are right, and I want to be free, just me, oh baby. That's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning. Oh, it's why I'm easy like Sunday
Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.